Weirink. Researchers have recently announced that they have detected gravitational waves. Do you think it will now be possible to reach a lot more information about the Big Bang? In other words, creation from nothing. What is your opinion on that breakthrough discovery? What should it mean for us?
Well, I think it's a phenomenal discovery. This was a prediction of general relativity made almost 100 years ago, and we finally have the technology to verify that they're there and to see them. And the discovery of the gravitational waves told us about objects that we weren't even sure existed. I mean, these black holes with 30 times the mass of the sun that were colliding and coalescing. And so just technologically, it's a remarkable discovery. But beyond that, what it does is that it affirms that general relativity is correct. That says that the universe is governed by constant laws of physics, which I find a very theistic principle or theistic description of the universe. But it also says that because gravitational waves exist, it gives us a whole new technology to explore the universe. The event that was seen by the gravitational wave telescope didn't emit any light in all likelihood, and so we wouldn't have seen it unless we had this technology. And so as we continue to develop that technology, it will allow us to explore the universe in ways that we couldn't, and hopefully even be able to measure the gravitational waves that were produced in the earliest moments of the universe, which will confirm or potentially allow us to refine our picture of how the early universe behaved. Did it have a beginning? What does that look like? And I think ultimately it will establish and point to the fact that we live in a universe that began to exist. And again, I think that's a very biblical idea.